At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
I have been as far as I possibly can away from my phone, but I also have to make content. I have all this stuff I've gotten from the event. We're just learning as we go, and we're not perfect. We never said we were.
If you're going to open it, flip it the other way so everything doesn't dump out. He did not listen.
No.
And he just opened it, and everything just fell out into the tray. Rob is the one that times it where he literally walks to the terminal and then gets on the plane. We're the type that don't mind sitting and relaxing.
I've never been shamed or treated that bad in my entire life until I went to San Antonio and was completely just degraded the entire time I was there and treated. So I have a really like kind of hatred towards the place. I was struggling that day anyway, period. Like my anxiety was at like a 25. Uber drivers love swingers in their car because we are a great time. That's what I love about these events is like everyone wants to be your friend and everyone is so down to be your friend and they're just all so inviting. He loved us. I'm telling you, like they love when they get swingers in their cars because we tip them well and we just have a good time. I love to see it, but it just shows you how many people are just starting right now and just getting into it right now. Everyone is curious and interested. It's exciting. I love it.
All I see is Lindsay sitting up off the middle of the street with two thumbs up. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. We ended up telling them we were swingers, that we were not a couple. Like, her husband and my wife were actually at the hotel waiting for us for their food.
Been the worst thing that's ever happened at a swinger event ever.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It has been a week.
Yeah, my phrase Monday when we got home from San Antonio was, we had a time last night. Man, it was one for the books.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, we went to Libertine events in San Antonio last week.
Yeah.
3 days in there. And yeah, we're just kind of getting back into the groove of things since then, kind of recovering. I'm peopled out real hard after this one.
Yeah, your social battery has been in the negative the last few days.
I have been as far as I possibly can away from my phone, but I also have to make content. I have all this stuff I've gotten from the event. So I'm trying to work and do a lot of content and everything, but I'm just over social media at the moment, so I'm just kind of just posting and working on my stuff and then just posting and going and putting it down because I just want to be in silence.
Post and ghost. Post and ghost.
A lot of that. It's good. I love it. I'm not complaining at all, but at the end of some of these bigger events, it's a lot of peopling. A lot.
Yeah. We met 200 new people at the very least, introduced ourselves to 200 new people this past week.
Which I love, and it's amazing. And
but it's a lot.
So much fun.
It is.
Yeah, after a few, after, you know, 4 days of it, it's a lot. It gets to be a lot, especially when you're an introvert. And I needed a day or two where it's just quiet. It's so loud. A lot of these events, you're waking up in the morning and the music's already started. And activities are started and people are excited.
Yeah, we were going down to get breakfast and there's people getting an elevator to go to the pool. I'm like, whew.
Yeah, it's a lot all the time. So, and it's just loud. It's a lot of that and flying and my ears hurt. Just, and then I don't feel great. I don't know what I have. I just don't feel good. I've slept pretty much all day yesterday too. Cause
yeah, I think honestly, with the airport and
I don't know.
I mean, again, meeting lots of new people and like, I think he just got a little bit of a cold.
I was hoping his allergies.
Well, and like we're saying goodbye to people. Yeah. People are like, I'm getting sick. I feel myself getting sick. Yeah. So we probably. I mean, it's a risk you take when you are in a small area with a whole bunch of people for 3 days. But anyways, I guess we'll start off with Thursday.
Well, our podcast episode last week was with the Lees.
Yeah.
And we had a little oopsie.
Yeah, so I made an oopsie in the process of everything, working on the sound, because...
They didn't put the microphone up to the back. Like, let's be honest. Let's call. We're just going to call like it is. I had said that every episode we have guests on that we have in person. I'm like, do this. And then I'll be like this the entire episode, tapping in on my face. I'm trying to remind everybody that every time we have a guest in person, they like to hold it across.
Like, I'll take a little bit of blame because we only have two mics and there was four of us. So you kind of have to pass it back and forth. So I spent probably 2 hours trying to get it where...
It was all day. The day after we came home, we just edited all day long.
I worked on just the EQ for
so ever, much work.
Just to make it sound.
And since there was only two microphones and four people, the editing was, I spent probably 5 hours editing just words. Like, it can't distinguish between all four of us when there's two microphones, and it gets really confused. So I had to pretty much write every single word that we all said. So it took probably 4 or 6 hours or so, plus the sound. It took the entire day we came home.
Yeah, it took a long time. I didn't get it posted till after midnight. It was like 12:30 when I got everything actually uploaded.
Still wasn't good.
But because of that, it was late. We were trying to get everything done. And in that process, I somehow deleted like 9 minutes of the episode.
So if you listen to it before noon on Wednesday, you can go back and re-listen and you'll have extra bonus clips within the episode.
I didn't notice it. I just posted it and I did notice that it seemed a little bit short.
Yeah,
but like I didn't think twice about it. And then when Mike, he's like, what? It just kind of has a weird transition right here. And I'm like, we did talk about that.
Oh, he's like, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe that was without us recording or something. Yeah. But he's like, I could have sworn we talked about this. And I was like, yeah, when I handed it to him, that was in there. When I handed it to him, it was almost 15 minutes. I don't understand why it's only 38 minutes. And so we went back and totally. It just a chunk of it got taken out. So we had to take it down and then repost it. So if you listen to it before noon, go back and you'll get bonus clips.
It's
like an exclusive episode. So, that was not on purpose. And that was a rookie mistake for sure. But we're always learning and we have no idea what we're doing here. We're just happy to be here. That really is who we are.
For
we're just learning as we go. And we're not perfect. We never said we were.
Yeah.
So, but yes. Wednesday, we headed to Atlanta because we were going to record our podcast with the Lees. And so we went to their house and hung out. And we didn't start recording until like 7 o'clock.
Well, not everybody is like us and has Wednesdays off. So they had to get home from work and get cleaned up and ready. And so we sat there and talked and visited for a good couple hours until we were actually ready to record. And then we recorded. It was a really good episode. Again, if you haven't watched it, go back and watch it.
And we talked for about four times the amount of what we actually recorded.
Oh, yeah.
kept going after that. And then we decided to go out to dinner, and we went out to dinner with them because while we were there, we want to get dinner. Yeah. So we went out to dinner. It took a while. We didn't. And then it was like an hour and a half drive to Lindsay and Rob's house from there. So we didn't get in there until like 12. Well, it was like 11:30 or so.
Yeah, before we didn't get to their house till 11:30. Yeah. And we haven't seen them in a while. Yeah. So we sit there and visit and talk for another hour and a half. But anyways, we didn't get to bed till after midnight.
Yeah, it was around 1 and we had to be up at 3.
Yep.
We had to get to Atlanta. So their house was about 45-minute drive to the airport. And we had to get up, brush our teeth, try and get ourselves together too. On top of that, we also had stuff that we were still gathering and they were still packing some things, and you know how it is, procrastination and an early flight. So we made it out though. Good timing. We did.
Yeah, we got to the airport about 4:30.
Yeah.
And then got through TSA.
Everything went smoothly. We got through really fast. We didn't have any problems.
Well, it almost went smoothly.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, yeah.
So anything but vanilla, one of their carry-ons was all room decorations. They knew that this bag was going to get searched because all the wires and lights and stuff like that.
It's a weird bag.
Yeah.
To carry.
So they were planning on this. What we weren't planning on was they made Rob take off his shoes. And then as they were searching it, Rob said to the TSA officer, if you're going to open it, flip it the other way so everything doesn't dump out. He did not listen.
No.
And he just opened it and everything just fell out into the tray.
You know how that
all is. Because
of
a Bluetooth speaker that he
already found a pair of scissors as well.
On a carry on. Yeah.
Oh, big pair of scissors. That was a big oopsie.
Yeah, I forgot about the scissors.
But yeah, there was a Bluetooth speaker that was holding up the entire process.
So they had to take the speaker out and then run everything back through the scanner.
Yeah.
While we're waiting.
Yeah.
It was a traumatic moment. Yeah. There was a lady that they made take off her shoes. And she was walking to like the bench area or whatever to put everything back together. And her socks slipped on the floor. And I went to pick her up, and she lifted up her hand, and her entire wrist was dislocated.
It was popped the whole way out. Like,
and I was just like, please tell me you have arthritis in that wrist. It was bad.
It was like 5 in the morning. She had made it the whole way almost to her flight. She was just right there, so close to being done. And of course, nobody would touch her.
And then TSA was like, surrounded her. Like, 3 TSA officers surrounded her.
Don't
touch her. We're waiting for medical. Don't touch her. Which I understand also is very cold.
Oh, she was limp there. I know.
And she's like, not even saying a word. Like, honestly, I don't know if she spoke English or anything.
Like, she was in shock.
But yeah, she was definitely in shock.
That made me so sad.
Just sitting there. And the whole time, I can just see the wrist swelling more and more. I'm like, as an old football guy, I just know, like, if you pop that wrist back in real quick, you can get to the doctor and they can check it out and it'll be a lot easier. But that was not the case here.
No, every day I'm like, I wonder how she is. I hope she's doing okay.
I mean, I know she's fine.
I hope she was on her way, you know.
I'm hoping it was a work trip that she didn't have to go to now. It has a legitimate reason.
Yeah. I hope it was something that she doesn't mind missing, because that makes my heart so sad that she's,
I mean,
she was not
almost made it. Almost made it.
And it was so early in the morning to deal with something like that. It was stupid.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
But Anyway, we got on the plane and we headed to Dallas, and then we had a layover in Dallas. We got off the plane, walked to our gate. They were lining up. Everything went pretty perfectly smoothly. Yeah. We didn't have to wait.
So we also determined there's two different types of flyers. And Rob and Lindsay are two different types of flyers, and they both fly regularly for work. Rob is the one that times it where he literally walks to the terminal and then gets on the plane. We're the type that don't mind sitting and
relaxing. I
want to
get there 3 hours early, get a drink, go get something to eat, find my gate, go shopping. I want to take my time. I want to know that I'm here. I want to know where my gate is. I want to make sure I'm through TSA. Like, yeah. But we went the Rob way on the way there. I'm not going to lie. It was nice to not have to sit around too much. It worried me a little bit, but I just trusted him. He does it all the time. I just followed him. But it went perfect.
Yeah,
couldn't
yeah.
Couldn't ask for better. And then we got out to San Antonio, and then Lindsay, someone that Lindsay works with.
Yeah, her work friends that lives in San Antonio. He was nice enough to give us a ride to the, pick us up from the airport.
And he got us our alcohol, went to the grocery store.
Yeah, before we picked us up, he went to the HEB, which is the thing in Texas, and got snacks and water and some soda and some alcohol. And
we didn't have to worry about it.
We didn't have to go. We didn't have to DoorDash anything. It was nice. That was really nice.
That was really nice. Thank you.
So once we got the hotel, we were still early, so we couldn't check in yet. This was still a work day for Lindsay, so she sat in the lobby and did her work stuff while me, you, and Rob kind of just walked around and explored, did the touristy thing, saw the Alamo, walked the River Walk, got
some 2 hours of sleep was getting to me at that point. I was done with traveling already. I just wanted to go take a nap. I wanted to go relax. I just felt gross. I wanted to just not. And it was hot.
It was hot.
We went from fall to full-blown summer, 100 degrees again, and it was hot. I was hungry. I just needed food. So we got food, walked around, and then luckily we were able to check in.
Yeah. Well, I want to touch a point that you have some PTSD from this city. And you had some,
I had a really, really pretty traumatic, bad experience in San Antonio with my sister when I was fat. And the last time I went there, I've never been shamed or treated that bad in my entire life until I went to San Antonio and was completely just degraded the entire time I was there and treated. So I have a really kind of hatred towards the place, and it gives me these I just felt anger. I felt that coming back up because it was coming all back up again.
Yeah.
And I was remembering all of the details I had pushed away and stuff. And when I landed, I was like, oh yeah.
And to be fair, in the beginning, they weren't showing out very well.
No.
Because you're like, this is just how it is. There's no service.
That was last time we couldn't get food. They wouldn't serve us food.
Yeah.
We never were treated nice at all. And when we first sat down, it was like no one was coming. Everything was kind of the same exact experience. And I was like, oh, it's going to be the same thing again. It's going to be just,
yeah.
So I was struggling that day anyway, period. My anxiety was at a 25.
Yeah.
I was dealing with other stuff, so I was just kind of quiet. I was just kind of quiet and hangry and not in the greatest of mood. And so it took me a nap. I needed a nap. I was like, I need to lay down. I need to relax. I need food. I need something. And then luckily we were able to check in.
Yeah, so when we got back to the hotel after we ate something, visited the Alamo.
I showed them how disappointing it was. It was a very we're just doing this.
It's very anticlimactic.
Yeah. I had pictured it so different in my head, but here we are.
I checked with the host at the hotel again, and she said that our room was ready. Great. So I gave her the tickets for our bags that they were holding, and we headed up to the room. And that first night, Rob and Lindsay stayed with us. They couldn't check in until
we decided to come in a day early. So we got a room and we just shared it because we had two queens anyway. And we flew an extra day just to get unpacked and settled and everything. Biggest tip, if you're into an event that's pretty decent length, the day before, day after. Those are the best days. I know it's a lot more time and money, but it is so worth it. And it's usually a lot cheaper because those are days that.
Yeah. So like a lot of times, especially hotel takeovers, if the hotel is booked for the weekend, they have troubles booking that day before, day after.
So you can get them cheap.
So, yeah, yeah. It was cheaper than what a normal hotel would cost us, like in Atlanta.
That's usually how it is. So they have a hard time selling days before and after because of it being, and it's during the week, so it's always like a weird time anyway to get rooms. But definitely biggest tip, stay before, stay after. It's so much better that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, we checked in. We were finally able to do our 99 banana pineapple shot that we always do. That's Lindsay's thing. Now when we go somewhere, we have to take that disgusting shot, but we did. And it was, you know, getting more into like, oh, okay, we're with our people. You're safe here, Ashley. It's okay. It's fine.
Right.
And I did snap out of it once I got into the event environment and started seeing our people, being around our people. But my anxiety was pretty high. I had to just take her down.
Yeah.
Take her down a little bit and relax and stuff. But again, once you get around your environment and your people and stuff, it melts away. And then we kind of just walked around and got our rooms unpacked, got all our clothes put away and stuff. And they were doing a little, like a cocktail.
Yeah, bowl. Like everybody that showed up early, we all just kind of mingled.
There was like 100 people there. It was a big chunk of people. It was nice.
And we just kind of mingled. And like they had a restaurant / bar right there at the bottom of the hotel.
Yeah, that was really nice because she held a lot of those types of little meet and greet mingles down there. And it was so convenient. It was right there.
Drinks were good.
Service was amazing.
Yeah.
And the people.
Bartenders and waitresses there. Oh, I can't. They were so good.
Shout out to my bestie if she ever gets on and listens to me. I love you so much. But yeah, it was a really good, really good space. A really good.
Yeah.
She always knows how to pick the best venue. And her staff is always top notch. They're always so. We always make friends with them so hard. But yeah, we went down there and we just talked. We met a lot of people. We connected with people that we had.
Yeah. So at this point, the hotel's still open for business. Yeah. There are regular patrons in the restaurant and hotel. So it was very just everybody just talking, meeting each other and just.
Yeah. Everybody's excited.
Yeah. Everybody's excited, ready to go. And
but we also had all slept only 2 hours. So we called it a night really early. We were in bed at like 11.
It was
an early night. We knew it was going to be a long weekend ahead, so we went to bed.
That
was Thursday night. Thursday was a lot of just getting there and getting everyone.
Yeah,
that is the stress of getting all of
Thursday
there.
Was really just getting there and getting settled, and we didn't do a whole lot just because it was just a long day. Any travel day is just a long day.
Yeah, it's just exhausting to travel.
But we went to bed at a relatively decent time, I believe.
Before midnight, so that's really early for us at a swinger event.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
And then we go into Friday.
And we woke up.
And first thing we do is go downstairs and start greeting people as they come in.
Kate had got us such cute shirts. She had the boys' polo and the girls' these little crop tops with their names and Libertine on them. I'm going to be wearing them everywhere, and she knows that. They're so good. So we put those on, and we were just kind of like the welcoming committee. We just kind of welcomed everybody. Everybody was getting in and settled and just meeting. A lot of talking. A lot of these events is just
talking. There's so much
and
talking.
Hanging out. Oh, and then we met Esty the Hero.
Yeah.
They're such good people. Yes. Connected with them so quickly, so fast. And we were kind of like, what are your plans? And everyone kind of was hungry. So they said, I want a burger. There was a wife that was there. Her husband hadn't gotten there yet. And she was kind of talking with us. And we were in a group. And everybody's like, you want to go get burgers? Sure, let's go get burgers. So he puts in Google's burgers. He's like, I got a place called Uber. We're all getting. Yeah. He's like, let's all go to lunch. So we went before people really start getting it. Because 3 o'clock was when it really officially began. And this was like 11, something like that.
Yeah.
So he puts in the GPS, gets the Uber. We start going onto the interstate.
Yeah, so we're thinking if maybe, you know, just right down the road.
Yeah.
Too long to walk, but not a long drive.
Downtown, yeah.
So we're not really paying that close attention. We're all talking. And then he gets on the interstate.
Yeah.
We're like, where are you going, Dallas?
Yeah.
And we ended up driving 20, 25 minutes away to this burger place. Hike.
And we were nervous, but Guadalupe and was our
Uber driver.
He loved us.
He loved it. Yeah. Loved us so much.
Uber drivers love swingers in their car because we are a great time. We are just the nicest, happiest group of people you'll ever have.
We talk to them. Yeah, we tip really well.
Yeah, we tip them. We include them in our conversations. They love hearing us. And we're a good time. And he's like, we'll drive by, see what it looks like. If not, I got a place down the street. I'll take you. So he was so sweet. We saw it. It was a very local, small. No one would have ever found this place otherwise.
We would have never found it. No. Ever in a million years.
But it was
years.
Full of people, all locals on their lunch break.
But it was like an old drive-in.
Yeah.
And there was actually pictures on the wall where at one point it was a drive-in.
Yeah, it was a family.
And it's not anymore.
Family spot.
But it's a, yeah.
Was it called like PJ's?
PJ's Burger. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great burgers.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was just a little corner greasy spoon. Just all they had was burgers.
It was good though.
And ate lunch there.
Got to hang out with people. They were all new people we had never met before.
So we got to know the folks from SED Hero.
I saw them at Naughty, but never got to connect or talk to them.
Hear a little bit of their story and know more about them, which is
fascinating. And they were really good humans. I'm glad we jumped in the car with them. I'm glad. I love those. That's what I love about these events is like everyone wants to be your friend and everyone is so down to be your friend. And they're just all so inviting. Everybody just get on in, come on in. Everybody wants to come. We jumped into Uber XL. Everybody get in.
But we ate lunch. I ordered the Uber back and same Uber driver picked us up.
Yeah, he was waiting across the street for us because he wanted us again. He loved us. I'm telling you, like, they love when they get swingers in their cars because we tip them well and we just have a good time.
It was funny because I'm like, I ordered the Uber and you know how it like says locating driver and he popped up.
He was sitting right across the street. He was just waiting for
and it. I'm like, same driver. Yeah, so we're waiting. All in the parking lot like waiting to greet him.
He's like, he barely spoke English, but he was having the best afternoon ever. He was having so much fun. And he was so good.
So we got back and we had to go straight to the welcome seminar.
Yeah, 3 o'clock was the official kickoff and everybody checked in and everything. So, and it was a real thing. I thought we were just going to say hi and just meet everyone as we were coming in the lobby. But no, she had a whole, she made us go up on stage and introduce ourselves and got to, you know, meet all the hosts and everybody there. It was good. It was a good idea. I liked that. That way everybody, I could not believe she said, how many people this is your first time? And I'm telling you, everyone put their hand up.
It was a good 2/3 of the people saying this was their first time at a Libertine event.
Yeah, I could not believe how many people this was their first
time. We didn't see a lot of people that we've seen before, like in Miami.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of new people.
It was impressive.
And we met a lot of people that are just new to the lifestyle in general.
Yeah, we met a lot of people that was their first thing in the lifestyle they've ever done. So it was a lot of new people. I love to see it, but it just shows you how many people are just starting right now and just getting into it right now. Everyone is curious and interested. It's exciting. I love it. There's a lot of new faces, a lot of new experiences.
After the seminar, we just really just talked, met more people.
The other half of people were coming in.
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time.
And I mean, that was when we really first really connected with Bella and Prescott.
Yeah. Other hosts.
And then we decided, well, it's 5 o'clock. We need to get some dinner before the night party.
Yeah.
And before we have to get ready for the night party.
Yeah.
And so we took off and this is where I introduced you to scooters.
Yeah. So that morning he had ran off on a croissant trip. He went to go get to the Walgreens or whatever it was.
Yeah. So that morning you asked if I could get some ibuprofen.
Forgot like Tums.
So there was like, it was like a 7 minute walk. It wasn't that far. It was maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 5 blocks. CVS on the corner. Not that far of a walk. I walked to the CVS, got the goods, and then after that, I'm like, I'm kind of feeling peckish. I'm like, we could eat a little bit of breakfast before we start our day, knowing it's just going to be a long day. And I found a little pastry shop that was another like 7 minutes away from where I was. So I walked over there, got some fresh croissants, which were so good.
They're so good.
But as I came out of the bakery, I'm like, it's a 20-minute walk. Like, I did just wander 20 minutes away. I'm like, ugh. But then I saw a scooter, the bird scooter, yeah, sitting on the sidewalk. I'm like, I've never ridden one of these in a city. I'm like, screw it. We'll see what this is about. So I downloaded the app real quick, did all the things. I rode the scooter back to the hotel. It took me like 5 minutes. It was awesome.
He was so excited about the scooters.
And then...
so excited.
Came back. I had croissants. I had the stuff from CVS and told you all about my scooter adventure. And I was so excited about it.
Yeah. It was short-lived, but
so
we'll talk about that.
After the seminar, when we were roaming around looking for something to eat, I introduced you to the scooters.
Yeah. So he's like, let's get on a scooter. It was so much fun.
It was
a great time. I was scared. I stayed on the sidewalk, but it was a great time.
We had a little bit of a debate. They're like, I don't know if we're supposed to ride these on the sidewalk or the road.
Oh, yeah,
like,
tell me.
I think the road.
It is then.
I'm like, because there's people walking and these things go.
Oh, yeah. They
scoot.
I watch people on the road.
They scoot.
It's great for them, but I was not confident enough to ride on the road.
But anyways, we just had burgers for lunch, but we're like, we're at that point.
The Whataburger was right there.
Whataburger was right there. And when you're in Texas, I guess you got to go to Whataburger once.
Even though they have it here. So it's not that exciting.
So we stopped, got Whataburger, ate, and then went back to the hotel and got ready for the nighttime party.
Nighttime party, yes.
The theme that night was Globeageddon.
That one threw me for the loop. We went with Illy, and that was the vibes we went with.
I don't know. I liked our outfit.
I loved them, but it didn't make much sense. But then once I looked around at everyone else, everyone was just a clusterfuck of not sure what to do either. So it like fit in perfect, and it was great. But yeah, that's the only night I wasn't sure about.
That was the only outfit that I'm just like, I'm just going out there.
Yeah, way out of our comfort zone.
Way out there.
All out there.
I was wearing a lace zip up. Only way to describe it was a man blouse and shiny.
It's like a crop
pant.
Crop zip up.
And silver shoes that light up. And
yeah, we finally broke down and bought light up shoes. We've been fighting that one for years. Every swing around is light up shoes. And I never had them. And we now have a pair. His are fancy. His is sparkle and fancy.
They are sparkly. Got a gold chain.
You want bougie with it. Mine are just sneakers. They're not that exciting, but
I like yours better, honestly.
And they're pretty comfortable. They're cute. But yeah, I had struggled on Thursday. So I was determined to get into swinger happy.
Yeah.
Ashley. I really was doubting myself. I had someone got into my head about a week ago, got into my head, came after me, then went and publicly degraded me and called me all sorts of names under the books. And it was someone that I really looked up to, someone I really thought really highly of, never once have said anything to them bad at all. I've always been
supportive.
We've been really good support.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always been there, always like talking them up and really looked up to him, and it really had me in my head, and it had me questioning my existence. It had me questioning everything I know. It really got me into a spot that I was not proud of, and I just couldn't get out of. All I could do was keep thinking about these words and everything over and over and over. But I was determined to not let it ruin Friday. Thursday could have went. It was a little rough.
We had to have
some moments. There was a few moments.
We had to have a sidebar Thursday. Just me and you. And you're like, I can't. I'm like, and so we had to have a whole heart to heart.
It really had me just questioning everything that I've done for the last 5 years and everything I do and who I am. And I hate that I let it affect me like that, but it did. But I was really determined for Friday night to be good. Friday night was so much fun. Friday night was a lot. It was definitely an effect of that. I say that because that kind of, you know, that's kind of the feeling, what was going on in my head and around us, and everything was kind of a little chaotic. We were still adjusting to the whole weekend. But we went to the night party. So much fun.
She had performers there.
She had, yeah. It was
that we saw them in Miami. Mm-hmm. She had them in Miami. They're from Fort Lauderdale.
They travel all over.
And they did a whole performance where he had a grinder and she had steel plates on her and there were sparks flying.
Fire.
And he had a whole thing with fire. And no, it was so fun to watch.
It was so good. Everybody had so much fun. It was so much fun. It was a good time. We had a swing. She had a swing there. She had the company build this giant, white, beautiful swing.
Yeah, that lights
huge
up.
Backdrop. She had balloons everywhere. She had people come in with balloons, and she went all out. It was a really good time. And then the real
then.
This is the story that you've all been waiting for. And I was not a part of it. I would just like to start it with that.
All right. It was 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're in Texas. Everything closes except one place.
Whataburger.
Yeah, I know we just eaten there, but we were kind of feeling kind of snacky.
Yeah. She had done a Texas barbecue.
Yes.
That night.
So that's right.
Everybody had a Texas barbecue. We missed out on that. And that's when we were getting Whataburger earlier. That's when we went and just got something really quick. We didn't have enough time. We were rushing and stuff. But this was at 1 o'clock. That was at like 5 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
So I mentioned, like, well, I actually said, there's a McDonald's over here, but they had like just closed. So the only thing open was Whataburger. Me and Lindsay, I'm like, let's go. I'm like, we can ride scooters. It's going to be so much fun.
So much fun. Scooters are fun.
And it was. It was a great time. Me and Lindsay took off.
We went to bed.
And we're cruising along in, might I add, glow outfits.
Yeah.
In glow outfits.
Yeah. We were just, we laid down and we're waiting for them to come back with some snacks before we went to bed.
Yeah.
We took a nap while they were going to go get us some Whataburger.
And me and her are on scooters and I can see Whataburger. We're taking a right turn and she's like right here as we turn right, like just like kind of like catty corner. And as we're turning, I hear a group of people go, "Oh!" I turn around and all I see is Lindsay sitting up off the middle of the street with two thumbs up. I'm like, "Oh my God." Oh my God. So I whip the thing around middle of the street. Like, I don't care at this point. I just whip it around and pick her up off the ground, and I see she's got a bruised lip, but that's all I see. I'm like, all right. I'm like, you okay? She's like, I'm fine. I'm like, no broken bones, nothing. All I saw was this bruised lip. I'm like, okay, we're going to be fine. It was bloody a little bit. So like, I wiped off her lip and like, we walked the scooters to the sidewalk and parked them.
Like, that's enough of that.
And we're walking from here on out. And we went and we're sitting in Whataburger. I'm like, we came, like, now we have to get it.
They continued on their quest to still get food after all of it.
Now we have to get it, because after this, we're on a mission. We're committed. No. Sitting in Whataburger, waiting for our food to come, and in retrospect, from the outside looking in, it was a sight. We had to be a sight. I mean, I'm in shiny-ass pants, a lace, basic zip-up, basically a crop top. She was in her outfit with a bloody lip. We're sitting there, and she looks, she's doing one of these with her tongue, you know, like over her teeth. And she's like, I think I chipped my tooth. I'm like, smile. And she smiled, and half of this tooth was gone. I'm like, yep. Like, I can't, like, there's no hiding it. Like, yes, it's definitely chipped. Nope. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Rob's going to be so mad at me. At this point, we've been gone for a half hour.
That's when I started getting like.
This was only a 5-minute scooter ride. We've been gone for like a half hour at this point.
And Rob are like, where are they? Like, we started getting a little, you know, we're realizing it was taking a little too long.
We come out with food. I got chicken strips and burgers. Mm-hmm. We're walking out with food. We get stopped by these two girls asking for money for an Uber. I'm like, what? And then they're like, so what are you guys doing? Because our outfits. I'm like, oh, we're at an event, this and that, yada, yada, yada. We end up telling them we were swingers, that we were not a couple. Like, her husband and my wife were actually at the hotel waiting for us for their food. And they're like, oh my God. So they actually wanted to come back with us. I'm like, can't, sorry. It's a ticket only event. You have to have wristbands. There's no way you can come in with us. Anyways, we finally separate ourselves from them. We go off. We finally get back to the hotel. As we come walk into the hotel, I get a text from Rob. You okay?
Yeah, we thought you were in jail.
At this point, we're at the hotel. I'm like, he'll see us come up to the room. And Rob's like, there you are. And Lindsay just starts crying. Like two kids that got busted. I'm just like, I felt so bad because it was my idea to get on the scooters.
I did not realize how bad it was. I thought it was she like fell over, scraped her. I didn't. And it wasn't until the next afternoon where I actually realized like how bad it was. To be fair, it was dark and it was late and I was sleeping. So I was not aware of what was actually going on. I didn't realize how big of a deal
it was
until
it was a whole thing. I'm sorry, Lindsay. Also, you're grounded from scooters.
And yeah, no more scooter forever. So the whole weekend she kicked every scooter. We have multiple videos of her kicking scooters. And in my husband's fashion, way too soon, immediately named her Chip.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I am the inappropriate joke guy.
All we could do, all of us, all weekend was just laugh about it. I mean, what are you going to do?
Like, I was like, we got to laugh or you're going to cry. Like, let's go and be honest.
She had dentist appointment.
So
she was going to get
I was like,
sick.
Well,
but
I guess you'll be forever be known as Chip.
So you will, if you hear us referring to someone in our group named Chip, that is now Lindsay's new name. So, yeah.
I felt so bad.
That was the big misadventure. In our weekend. That was one for the books. It was never be repeated. And
it was a whole thing. So.
Well, luckily that was the worst thing that happened all weekend. Luckily that was the worst thing. That's actually been the worst thing that's ever happened at a swinger event ever.
Yeah.
So
I think the next closest thing was when we were at Splash, I think it was, and you broke a nail on the hot tub. That was the next worst thing.
Yeah, we've never, luckily, knock on wood, we've always been very good with like accidents, people around us not having to deal with any injuries or anything. We've gotten really lucky. So this was a huge one for us. This was outside of our norm. But yes, I like to say I was not a part of that. I was responsible and stayed back at the hotel. So, period. That's all my husband.
I mean, I'll own it.
Yeah. But that was day one.
Yeah, that was Thursday, Friday,
Well, yeah, that was day one officially of the official event. And it was an experience. And we are already at an hour. And so guess what, guys? Sorry, not sorry. This is going to be a two-parter.
So you're going to have to tune in, not next week. We're going to have to tune in next week, too, to find out what happened at the Pineapples After Dark Halloween party, Enchanted After Dark, that Ashley's going to this weekend. Yeah. And the week after that, you'll get what the themes and all the shenanigans we got into Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we had a whole time.
Because unlike a lot of events, she actually throws a party on Sunday nights.
Which was at Colette.
What was that? Colette San Antonio, yeah. Which was our first time there.
It was a whole experience. So we have a lot more to talk about, and we've already filled up a whole episode. So it's going to be a two-parter. So stay tuned in 2 weeks. Like he said, I'll be at PAD this weekend. Hopefully I'll be seeing some of you there. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be something different. Never done anything like this. This will be a first.
Yeah.
Kind of this experience, and we get to see our people, and it's going to be a fun time. And a solo, I'll be by myself, but it'll be fun. It'll be a good one. PAD events are fun. And so that'll be next week's all about that. And then the week after that, November 5th, you will see the rest of this weekend. It was fun.
We had a time.
It deserves 2 episodes for sure. But yeah, as always, though,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Bye.
Guys, bye.